Blog Talk.
You know that they hacked down that rugged old cross that was on that war memorial in the Mojave Desert dedicated to World War I veterans? They went out there and spit on their graves and took down the cross that the left wanted to destroy. And they did. And the media covered it up with a vandal scandal. They blamed it on vandals. Vandals never bothered it before.
Thank you.
take down of that cross is proof that if the communists don't get their way legally, they will put you down illegally. You see, the communists in Georgia want to stigmatize veterans. Anybody that suffers from Iraq War Syndrome or Afghan veteran, they want to tag his vehicle plates so that he can be watched or she can be watched. How's that? You don't think you're losing your country? You lost your country. And you want to know something? If you don't get it back in November, you won't even remember what this country was like. How can Fannie Mae and Freddie Frick get a pass when they caused this problem to begin with? And they're still allowed to exist, and they're still tapping the Treasury wealth. Pirates would leave more money than these people are going to leave. They can't even give it amongst themselves. They're giving it to other countries. Speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn tonight, and we're both concerned that Glenn Beck, whose star is rising, and he's hitting nails on the head all over the place, we're kind of concerned for his safety, because we think that he is going to become a major threat to the communists, both on the surface and concealed in this country, and they're going to take him out. They're going to find the chink in his armor, and they're going to drive a stake through his heart. So you better say a little prayer for Glenn Beck, because I'm sure he's on the takedown list of the Communist Party of North America. Or the globalists, as I call them. They should all go back to Globia. The globalists. They should all go back to Globia. Jimmy mentioned something that I didn't know, that the communists in the 1910s try to overthrow the government here. Russians, actual Russians. And they were quietly rounded up and deported. And I said, gee, and nobody protested? And he said at the time the media was pro-American. If you go back and check your history, you find out a lot of interesting things. One of the things that I believe would happen today if George Patton was alive and he was president, he'd slap every senator and congressman. There wouldn't be too many left after the first round of the firing squad. Yeah. And Orrin Hatch, a Savage is attacking Orrin Hatch, and he's right. He calls him the Undertaker. And Savage is right. Orrin Hatch is no match for Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, he should be in the movie Oliver. And Oliver should be played by Elian Gonzalez. And Chuck Schumer could play Bill Sykes, the Artful Dodger. Yeah. And Hillary's the artful Yankee with her Yankee cap. I'm for America. I'm for America. Yeah, a lot of money in government. And what, Al Gore just put a $9 million house up? Oh, it's loaded. Absolutely loaded. He made it all working for the government. Clinton's worth $137 million. And that's before, I think, that's before he introduced the president of Kazakhstan to a Canadian uranium buyer who's probably selling it to the Iranians. Uranium for the Iranians. Yeah. They have no drinking water in Iran, but they got lots of heavy water. Poor Iranians, I feel sorry for them. Here they are. They're idealists. They're good Muslims. And they're being taken for a ride by their own mullahs. They're being sold out. Their children are being sacrificed on the altar of death. And speaking of the altar of death, I caught a video clip of this David Horowitz. I don't know much about David Horowitz, but I do see that when he shows up in colleges, the communists shout him down en masse. And I know he was a radical in the 60s, and he saw something that turned his stomach, heart, and soul to become an anti-communist. And he was speaking at one of the communist colleges, and a girl came to the microphone, and she was wearing a hijab, a fat girl, and she had on the Yasser Arafat scarf around her neck, you know, so she could cover her face up when she cut your throat. And she was very polite, she was very diplomatic, and then he asked her one question. Would you denounce Hamas? And she said, she sort of fudged the answer. And he said, do you believe what Hamas is saying? Do you support what Hezbollah is saying? That all the Jews should be concentrated back in Israel so that we can destroy them once and for all without having to hunt them down all over the world? And she said, this sweet thing said, yes, I believe that. Horowitz was good. He was real polite. He was a real gentleman. He got to the point and said, see, they want to kill us. And I have to tell you something, my friends. It's not only the Jews they want to kill. Osama bin Laden has said, all American taxpayers are Jews. So whether you know it or not, have a tequila, because you're one of the chosen people, chosen to die. If you get rid of every politician that's running for office, you won't lose a thing. You won't lose anything. You will have gained your country back. Get rid of them all. They've been here before. They know all the tricks of the trade. They know where all the bodies are buried. We don't need that. Get rid of the lobbying groups. No lobbies. No lobbies except in a hotel. Get rid of all the special interest people. And if you really want to get your country back, limit the champagne contributions to $1. These people are walking away from government with bagfuls of money hidden in champagne contributions, buried in black bags. Bagfuls, trash bagfuls of money. More than at that big disco, the cocaine disco in New York. These guys with their slush funds and their campaign funds, get rid of them all. Make it the most you can contribute, whether you're GE or Joe the Plumber, is $1. That's it. He raises $100. You won't have to listen to him as much. Put him to work instead of him putting you to work. Now they're talking about furloughs for state workers. They have to work one day for nothing. Isn't that great? Wait until they... there's only one inevitable course of events that's going to take place when the fit hits the sham. And that's going to be everybody's going to pay more. Real estate values have dropped considerably, but the taxes have stayed the same. You see, your government is a junkie, and it's now at maximum overdose capacity. And they cannot cut back. They can't go cold turkey. And you did it to them. You gave them everything they wanted. I did it to them. They can't live without the tax fix. And you got to put an end to that. You want all new fresh faces in government. Stop them now before they stop you. Just to give you an example of how corrupt these people are. You know, they get paid by special interest groups, whether they're pro or con. If BP is going to support the Republicans, they also pay off the Democrats because they got to hedge their bets. You see, this is a derivative. These are government derivatives. I'll give you an example. Staten Island has the same bridges that they had when people used to go over them in horse-drawn carts. The only new bridge is the Verrazano. They built it in the 70s, and they said once it's paid off, it'll be free. And it was paid off in a year. And the following year, they raised the tolls, and today they're $11. An intercity bridge. When the law was, you couldn't charge a toll on an intercity bridge. But Staten Island doesn't count. Staten Island is the forgotten borough. If I was the borough president of Staten Island, I'd have a toll booth in front of the toll booth and say, this toll is for Staten Island. Yeah, I'd have it a couple of blocks away, and the only way you could get there, you know, before you approached Port Authority land was you had to come through the neighborhood. Yeah, unbelievable. So let me tell you what they did. They need new bridges. You can't evacuate Staten Island. In the event of a nuclear attack, make yourself a nice cup of tea. Sit down and stay out of traffic. So they decided that I pick up my paper, and they're saying they're looking for an angel who can give them $1 billion so that they can build a new bridge, a new Gothel's bridge. They had an angel, and you know what they did to the angel? They crucified the angel. The angel was International Speedway, and they had bought land on Staten Island to build a racetrack, and as an inducement to let them come build a racetrack where they would have held maybe 3 or 4 races a year, they offered to build a bridge. And the politicians who pretended they were against the racetrack were looking to get paid off, and the politicians who pretended they were for the racetrack, they were looking to get paid off, and the racetrack people said, screw it, and they walked away. So who suffered? Dads and kids. That's who suffered. And who didn't suffer? The same politicians that are now going to raise your taxes, because they still need their cut. And that isn't the first time they've ever done that. They try to use eminent domain to knock a community of nuns off of beachfront property. They put pressure on poor black nuns who happened to have a piece of property that was prime oceanfront, prime waterfront. And the Order of Nuns was an order that took care of kids in Harlem, and they worked in Harlem, and they had served the community for 100 years, and they got this land many years ago when land on Staten Island was worthless. But now it's worth something, so the nun in her dwindling order, who's the head of the order, wanted to put it up for sale so she could take care of the nuns that were retired in their golden years, okay? And the politicians all ganged up on her. This poor, fragile nun who they make a communion house for all the Catholic churches on the island. And they take care of kids. They have like a pantry and people give them canned goods, okay? And it's called Camp St. Edward. And many a kid has grown up there and was catered to by those nuns and got a shot at life because of those nuns. So what did the politicians do? They coveted thy neighbor's goods. And they went and put pressure. They thought they could get over on this little old nun, and they offered her $7 million for the property. And she turned it down. And they immediately accused her of being uppity and arrogant. Did you ever see a nun that was arrogant? Especially a little old fragile nun, huh, that is baking in the pantry all day? They called her arrogant. And they smeared her. And they went to the cardinal to put pressure on her. And the cardinal put pressure on her. And what do you think the little old nun did? She said a little prayer, and God said, sell it independently. There's a builder out there who's going to give you $9 million. And that's what she did. She sold it for $9 million. Oh, and they were outraged. They were going to steal it away from her. Right? And she might have gotten more. She might have got, I thought the difference was $4 million. But God bless her. So once in a while, the little guy wins. Hang in there. So the end result was that Speedway pulled out of New York and International Speedway. And that's big money. And they pulled out of New York and they said, we don't need the hassle. We can go be welcomed anywhere. And the politicians who said that they would be hurting the environment if they raced four times a year and would cause traffic jams. And guess what happened to the property? It got sold to a warehousing organization that runs trucks all night long. It's like it's now a transportation depot. And those diesel engines, they don't shut them off in the wintertime. Yeah. How's that? They run 24 hours a day. Unbelievable. And speaking of unbelievable, I just got a flashback, and I just happened to find a clip, and I'm going to play it for you. When after 9-1-1, there was a football player named Pat Tillman who joined the Army Rangers. He wanted to serve his country. And I remember going out on the blogs, reading the blogs, and at the time he was walking away, I believe, from an $11 million contract to go and draw low pay to defend his country. And of course, he got killed in Afghanistan. He was one of the first casualties. And they covered up the killing because they wanted to memorialize him as a hero. I believe the Pentagon, they sort of brushed over the his killing because they wanted him to be remembered as a hero, which is a beau geste. I call that a beau geste, a beautiful gesture. You know, you're paying homage to a guy who paid homage to his country, and he paid the ultimate price. He died for his country. So the left went berserk, especially when he turned down the $11 million. They called him a jerk when he was going. They made fun of him. They mocked him. And then after he was killed by friendly fire, and it came out that he was killed by friendly fire, the left wanted to bring homicide charges against the military. Is that unbelievable or what? Can you believe that they would do that, these turkeys? Can you believe that they would vote to burn the flag? Can you believe that there are 48 senators who voted to burn the flag? You can't believe that, can you? Well, you better believe it. Here's that Tillman flashback.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never can happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling. And that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodges gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees with 2 minutes to go with a guy who says, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country and you better support your country or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
This is for the boys in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Melody.
Jimmy from Brooklyn. He made a comment about how things changed in the 60s. That's when the revolution, the communist infiltration of the nation, really took hold, and how in the 50s the music was all about love and courtship, and in the 60s it all turned to sex. And he's right about that. Here's an example.
A pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day. Just like the strain from a haunting refrain, she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
If there is a turnover in November and the people get their government back, it may be a good time to really turn a profiling eye to the ACLU. Maybe it's time to start to investigate the goals and inner workings of the ACLU, their membership, their representatives, who they are, what their agenda is, what their affiliations are, where they get their financial backing. I know Mike Savage thinks they should be a recode, like a drug dealers. But I think it's time to destroy the ACLU. It is time to stop them from destroying the nation, the very fiber and being of the nation. And it's also time to go back to your churches, your synagogues, and your houses of worship, and get stronger with God. Because once God is gone from this country, we are gone as a country. And we need God's help. He has saved our butts on many occasions that we don't even know about. And it's time to hold the ACLU accountable. It is the same as if it was the Communist Party advocating the destruction of the United States government. You know, you don't have to overthrow a government. You can just crumble it and let it fall in on itself. And that's what's happening. We have corrupt congressmen, corrupt senators. We have sellouts. When you have 48 senators who vote to burn the flag, calling it freedom of speech, and 135 Viet Congress mice calling it a freedom of speech, and you have 80% of all of those voting to kill kids in the ninth month,
you know that you don't need to see Gestapo in black uniforms and jackboots to know that there is an element in this country that's already killing Americans on a daily basis, and we got to put an end to it, because if one life is cheap, all life is cheap. And while we're on the subject of cheap life, why is it that nobody is calling attention to the fact that coyotes kill Mexicans that they're smuggling into this country for money, for sex, and force others to deliver drugs? How come they never tell you about the truckloads that are abandoned in the desert to die after they've been robbed? How come they don't tell you that? How come the borders aren't closed? You got 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, Texas, that could man that border tomorrow, and they would have guns for the first time. When I was in Fort Hood, Texas, my rifle was in a rack at the foot of my bed. I was two leaps away from my rifle. Today in Fort Hood, Texas, 60,000 guys got mowed down, got attacked and driven back by one guy who killed 13 and wounded 30. What's wrong with that picture, Mommy?
Me. look homeward, angel. Find my lady fair. Does she dream about the love we used to share? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her? Must know, do her empty arms still yearn for me alone? So she'll know how very much I miss her. Angel, while she's dreaming, won't you kiss her?
Thank you.